Well, howdy, folks. Chuck Holden here. Look where I am. I'm back at my home in Panama for the first time in like 3 months. And actually, I've never had a trip that long since I've been married for the last 28 years. This is the longest time I've been away from home. I was starting to wonder where I actually live anymore. But it just, you know, a lot of things came together with this war in Ukraine and then some other shoots I had to do that I ended up not being able to come home since February 7th. So I'm very happy to be here. Sorry that we missed a podcast last week. I just was super busy. On my way back from Ukraine, I stopped by you know, it never fails. Whenever I start to record something, you get something noisy happening in the background. So sorry about that. I'm just going to have to deal with it. There's a guy that's decided to do heavy construction back behind me because I'm recording here. So like I was saying, I stopped by New York on my way back from Ukraine. And I was in the studio in at Newsmax on Friday. That was an interesting experience, something that I've been in the studio before, not with Newsmax, but with other news outlets, and it's just a whole different animal. Definitely not my preference. I would much rather be out in the field than in the studio, and I have to say that after coming out of the war zone, going to New York City was difficult. It kind of freaked me out. Because I couldn't quite figure out why, but you know, it's weird how once you're in the war zone for a while, when you get back, the difference sort of manifests itself in different ways for each conflict. In this case, I was just kind of, I don't know, freaked out by all the people. Just, man, there's so many people in New York. And then I realized it's because when you're coming from a place where missiles have been coming in at random and just murdering people, when I'm walking around in Central Park and there's people everywhere, something in the back of my mind is saying, man, if a missile came in here right now, there'd be so many dead bodies. It's like, these people need to be hiding in a bomb shelter somewhere. Just sort of, you know, trying to unpack that. I learned a long time ago not to worry about post-traumatic stress, because number one, I wouldn't say that I've been exposed to a lot of trauma in this particular war. Seen a few dead bodies and, you know, people wounded and things like that. That for me is not super traumatic because I've seen a lot of that before. And I really believe that that my faith helps tremendously with dealing with difficult things like that. When you trust that God's in control and that everything happens for a reason, even evil things fit into that worldview in a way that help you make sense of it. It doesn't make them better. It doesn't make them not evil. They're still evil, but it just, you can put it, you have a box to put it in, and so it makes it easier to handle, to deal with. But there are manifestations of the things that you see, the things that you know, the mindset that you get into in the combat zone. The way I drive, for example, is quite different in Syria than it is in West Virginia. And so when I come from Syria to West Virginia, I have to, you know, really keep that in mind and be very intentional about not driving like I do in Syria. Same, you know, my wife has learned that, you know, just give me some space, give me a little grace when I get back, because the war zone is often a very no slack environment, and so I tend to be a little more harsh when I get back, and it takes a while to sort of get back into the civilized way of doing things. But suffice it to say, this war in Ukraine is very different than other wars that I've covered, because it is almost exclusively being fought with heavy artillery. or rockets. And, you know, you can't really get to the front line in a war like that and do it safely without really having a chance of getting killed. And even being far back from the front line when Russia is just randomly shooting rockets into places, you know, it opens you up to the possibility of getting killed. And I always plan on coming home from these things. So I have to be very cautious. Otherwise the statistics are going to catch up with you at some point. So in covering this war, you know, if it's an artillery war, you can cover it almost as well from 10 miles away as you can from 1 mile away. Because, you know, you wait until the barrage is over and then I can go in there and look at the aftermath. You certainly don't want to be in the area where artillery is coming in. I've been there before and that's a whole lot of no fun. And you're not going to be covering it much better because you're going to be hiding in a bomb shelter or, you know, you can't have things sticking up, you know, even a camera, because it'll all get destroyed. So there isn't any need. There's a very fast downward curve of the risk-reward ratio when you're covering a war like this that's all being fought with artillery. But the Russians they continue to lose and lose badly whenever they go up against Ukrainian forces. They are not making significant gains anywhere in the country, even with this new offensive that they're talking about. And of course, now the guy's going to start cutting things. That's great. It's perfectly quiet up here all morning until I start filming, and then this guy back here decides to start doing construction. Never fails. But anyway, so that's all I've got for today, folks. I will have some more footage and some more interviews and things like that I will start putting up this week. So come back, because I've got some really good stuff to show you. But I'm going to be home for just a little while, probably go to Colombia for a few days, and then we're off on the next trip. And I will probably be going back to Ukraine before too long. So stay tuned. Thanks for watching the Hot Zone. Thanks for all our new supporters. It's been really great. Thanks.